It was leap year weekend last February when the Choral Scholars of University College Dublin with their conductor Desmond Early put on their Christmas jumpers and decided to record a holiday release. It's a new recording now called Be All Merry, filled with some familiar and some maybe new discoveries in the world of Christmas music. It's a new recording you'll be hearing more about this week on New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. I'm talking with Desmond Early. And your official title is Artistic Director, right, of the Choral Scholars of University College Dublin?
That's what I do for my day job.
We are still in the midst of a global pandemic, and you're splitting your time, I'm guessing, between Dublin and the United States. How is that going?
Yeah, I've been traveling between the United States and Ireland, not so much recently because of the pandemic, but actually I arrived in the United States on the day of the lockdown, on the 14th of March, the first lockdown, and I couldn't get out of the United States until June then because there were no flights flying to Ireland. And of course, I come over here because my wife is an American citizen, and so we're back and forth quite a lot, and I love this country. So I've been back to Ireland since and working over there, and then just recently come over to the United States again to see family.
I'm wondering what you might have discovered about yourself that surprised you during the pandemic.
Well, most musicians and academics, because I'm a crossbreed, tend to be used to their own solitary confinement for practice purposes and for research purposes. But I did, I think, miss very much socializing. Because that's the one thing, of course, that we're renowned for, especially the Irish. You know, you like to have conversations about all manner of things, maybe in a pub or in a restaurant. I did miss that. And I found that the sort of rejuvenating aspect of that, well, it was difficult to find at first. But like everybody, I think we all cope and adapt, you know, for the better, because we know that this won't last forever. So thankfully, you know, there are very intelligent people working on a vaccine. At first, it didn't really allow for a lot of creativity, I think, because we were all worried, certainly from my own point of view. But after a while, you know, you just get up, shake yourself off and keep going and go back to producing the goods, you know.
You are the artistic director for the group you founded, the Choral Scholars of University College Dublin, and you've just released a new recording. Is this your third recording?
This is our third recording with Signum Classics over in London. And it's the first recording where we're joined by another ensemble, the Irish Chamber Orchestra, partnered with us on this particular recording. And of course, it is a holiday disc.
And you recorded it, if I'm reading this correctly, after the holidays last year, like February, March. How were you all able to get into the spirit?
It was actually leap year weekend, yeah. It was the 29th of February, the 28th, 29th of February, and the 1st of March. The students wore Christmas jumpers, that's how. So we sort of costumed up and that helped us get back into the festive spirit. Obviously, you know, we've been singing in December Christmas repertoire, holiday repertoire. So it's quite fresh, actually. And we were able to just call that up again, maybe just polish it off a little bit and add a few pieces to our offering. And then, of course, rehearsing with the Irish Chamber Orchestra just beforehand and then putting down what I think is a successful disc.
How did you choose the repertoire for this disc? I mean, some are familiar carols, but many are lesser known works, right?
Yeah, it's a kind of a confection where, you know, everybody has the candy that they like. So yeah, we wanted to record some familiar numbers, but then, you know, give something maybe truffle-esque or dark chocolate as well. That's going to be more of an adventurous taste to everybody. And so some of the settings by composers such as Andre Makor from Slovenia or Ivo Antonini from Switzerland, I mean, they are on the more serious or classical or art music side of the the spectrum of the offering. Equally moving and beautiful pieces, but also, you know, we have our Auld Lang Syne, which is a favourite of, I suppose, the English-speaking world now, and Carol of the Bells, and some Irish carols as well, so Irish language carols to offer on this disc. And of course, we open with In Dulce Jubilo, which is a lovely setting by a Minnesota-based composer, Matthew Cullerton.
What is special about this arrangement of this carol?
Well, it's really fresh and it's quite groovy. It has a sort of a syncopated feel. And you find yourself, well, at least I did, sort of moving your hips to it a little bit. I think maybe other artists in different genres could take this on and layer music over it. It's got sort of a very open possibility to it. But it also gives each singing line a chance to shine. I really particularly like that about it. And it goes through a number of harmonic changes which enable us to feature, say, the soprano section. Or the tenor section. Or the alto section. And, you know, the great litmus test of a good piece of music is, do your choir like to sing it? And this is great music for singers.
There's another Minnesota-based composer featured on this recording. Her name is Linda Katchelmeyer.
When the clock strikes 12 and another year has gone, I give a kiss to you.
This song seems to resonate even deeper right now. Can you talk a little bit about We Toast the Days?
Linda's piece is wonderful, and, you know, I have a mixed choir, so I have a mix of genders on the choir. But this one is for men's voices, tenors and basses. And the great thing about this piece is that the text really struck me as something that was quite resonant at the moment during, you know, the COVID lockdown, and it looks to a future of hope. And I'll just quote her text here. As we stand on the edge of another bright new year, I take your hand in mine with assurance of the courage we will find and the hope that leads us on. It's a beautiful sentiment.
You selected it prior to COVID-19, which is kind of interesting. I've talked to other musicians and composers, and the recordings that are coming out now that they have recorded, many of them, you know, just within months of the pandemic. It's amazing how poignant they are for the times.
Well, you know, it's funny because that was one of the few that we selected only weeks before we recorded, and we could see it coming down the tracks because we keep an eye in the European Union on our neighbours, and Italy is one of the fellow members of the European Union, as is Ireland, and we could see what was happening in Italy. But I think it was more on an innocent choice because the lads in the choir liked this piece. One of them had heard it and he brought it to me. And, you know, we thought, wow, this could have been written by a Scottish traditional person or an Irish traditional songwriter, because it sort of smacks of that kind of, you know, solo ornamented Irish traditional folk sound to me. And I hope we honoured the piece and what we did with it. I mean, it was just a joy to hear all the guys singing something. And one of the girls in the choir said, it felt like a hug.
As we stand on.
The title track on this recording was written for the Choral Scholars, and it's a carol for choir, orchestra, and violin by an Irish composer whose last name is your first name.
Owen Desmond. And he is, I think, a very talented up-and-coming composer. He's written quite a lot of stuff for church. Church music, sings in the choir of St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin and in the Chamber Choir Ireland, which is our national professional chamber choir, and has written a number of pieces for our group. This piece, Be All Merry, it's a 15th century English text set for the choir, which splits. But what's great about it was written for Elizabeth Cooney, who's a violinist, and our choir to perform in a concert. And then I asked Owen, would he possibly write an arrangement of it for the Irish Chamber Orchestra, because we had the opportunity to record it with Catherine Hunka and the amazing players of the Irish Chamber Orchestra, and give it in concert actually last December with them. And he did so, and I think the result is exciting, and it really shows off the abilities of the solo violinist. Catherine Hunka nails this one.
I love all the added instrumentation on this recording. It's amazing how it can completely change the mood of a piece, isn't it?
Yeah, like it brings a palette of sounds that can excite or can deliver a different kind of sort of melancholy or a different kind of sensitivity on reaction. And I suppose one of the pieces that really sticks out there is, again, an Irish composer, Elaine Agnew. She wrote a setting of a text called Carew Carew, which is an onomatopoeic sound of birds. And it talks about birds on Christmas morning, and she really gets this interesting effect with the vibraphone, the harp, and the strings of the Irish Chamber Orchestra. And then, of course, the top voices of the Choral Scholars.
Bit more about how that carol, which is also sometimes known as the Carol of the Birds, how does that show off the talents of the Choral Scholars?
I think really we have to be fully unified on articulation and expression and the kind of sound that we're producing there. And so we went for a very uniformed, non-vibrato, warm sound that would reflect, I think, what maybe could be described as a bird-like sound. So we're trying to paint that bird-like sound in the lines that were written for the choir, and the girls really responded to that, and they had some of their own rehearsals. You know, they went away and they sort of had big discussion groups about it. You know you're doing the right thing when that happens, right?
God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen is a carol that seems to appear on almost every holiday recording. Why do you think it's so popular?
Is it the association with Charles Dickens and the Christmas carol? Is it perhaps a carol or hymn that one sings in most denominations, Christian denominations, sing in church, you know, around Christmas time? It is the quintessential English Christmas carol. And, you know, I have a proclivity for minor key carols and hymns. So for me, this was the perfect choice.
Desmond, you've created several of the arrangements on this recording. One of those arrangements is the Adoration of the Magi, which is a traditional Irish prayer. It also features violin and piano. And the violin especially sets an incredible mood right at the start.
Well, this is my favorite piece on the album. And it's a setting of the poem by W.B. Yeats, of course an Irish poet, by the Oregon-based composer Timothy Stevens. It's really very special because it has two parts. It is a Celtic or an Irish language prayer. And think about this, an American composer has just set the Irish language here. And it sits really naturally. So he did his work. He listened to the language. He researched it. And, you know, Irish language specialists that work with my choir have said that this is very successfully set. The piece then opens up to, I think, his American sound. So, a scoring and the setting of the voices that really works and paints a picture of the text very well. My contribution to this was simply as orchestrator for the Irish Chamber Orchestra. You know, Tim's work, it's so easy to help that kind of level of artistic talent and to add to it. But I have to say, this is a composer that people need to hear more of, I think.
I want to talk about track 6, which you're going to have to pronounce for me. Track 6 was written by the composer of the Wexford Carol, and then that beautiful piece flows into the Wexford Carol. Can you talk about those two pieces and how beautifully interconnected they are?
Suintri literally translated means lullaby. A very tender, loving lullaby sung from the perspective of the mother about the child. So the composer is Fintan O'Carroll or Fiontán O'Carroll in Irish, and this is a Scottish ancient melody that he has taken and amalgamated into a choral texture. And of course, we know that the Scottish Gaelic and the Irish language, as we call Irish, or you might know as Gaelic, are very interconnected. And the tunes travelled along with the language across the west coast and north of Ireland, up into Scotland and back down again in the Middle Ages. Suintri sort of captures that wonder at the miracle of birth very well. And then I rolled it into, on the disc, the Wexford Carol, as we call it in Ireland, the Enniscorthy Carol. For us, a very common and much treasured carol, much like, I suppose, the English singing God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Good people of this Christmas time, consider well and bear mind.
This is our opening carol of most Christmas experiences in concert and in community in Ireland. And sung from the perspective of a solitary voice, normally, But it was a great opportunity for us to be able to bring that and connect that in with Soon Tree for the two pieces to be sort of counterbalancing each other. And of course, have the Irish Chamber Orchestra on there. And one of our alumni, Mark Waters, returning. And he is actually from Wexford.
O Magnum Mysterium is a very beautiful piece that we often hear during the holiday season. This, though, is a rather unusual arrangement of it. Would you talk about this beautiful piece that celebrates the mystery of the birth of Jesus?
This piece, A Magnum Mysterium by Slovenian composer Andrej Makor, is a jewel. It is an expression of that mystery, exploring the mystery of the birth of the Savior in a stable surrounded by animals. His setting opens in almost a retrospective style of polyphony. And then expands outwards in a way that captures the joy, particularly around the Alleluia section. And wonder and magnificent change that is this moment, this particular intimate, hidden moment that has changed the world. The reason why I love this piece is because it seems like it's written by a composer that understands how the voice works. His dissonances make you feel that sort of slight pain, and then everything kind of relaxes out and allows for just the magnificent wonder.
There's a piece on here that the Choral Scholars commissioned, and it was first performed in 2018. It was written by Swiss composer Ivo Antonini, Christe Redemptor Omnium.
Well, Christe Redemptor Omnium is an Advent text. And I wanted to have in the repertory of the choir a text for a pre-Christmas season, but that could be performed at Christmas. So I went searching through Latin hymnals for texts that were used in the medieval era to find something that might have an interesting poetic kind of resonance with that Advent quest. And Ivo Antonini, a Swiss composer, had written a number of pieces for us in the past. And his style, of course, he trained as a jazz pianist, so he's using some of the vocabulary of America in this. And his style is to incorporate those extended chords into his choral texture. And I think most choral singers love rich chords, you know? So the students themselves really enjoyed to sing this music. And Ivo wanted to add violin, and I asked him would he like to add violoncello as well as violin. And so the result is a verse-by-verse expression with the stringed instruments, again, players from the Irish Chamber Orchestra, of this most ancient text.
There's an Irish carol called Crónanálaigh.
Yeah, so Nálaigh is Christmas in Irish, and Cro is the crib. Crónanálaigh.
And it's a new carol from 2007. Always kind of fun to find these new carols. Tell me a little bit about this one.
Crónanálaigh, yes, it's a new carol, and it's great to find a new carol, particularly in the Irish language, because I think that's very positive for the Irish language and for music in Ireland. To support composers who are setting the Irish language is a particular sub-goal of what we're doing with the Choral Scholars. The composer of this, our father and son duo, MacDonald's is their surname, MacDonald. And Union is a singer that I worked with before many times. And it's his father who is from Donegal. And this is a setting in Donegal Irish of a very simple lullaby, a very touching, evocative piece. And you'll hear at the end the luli, lule rocking motion in that.
Desmond, we hear your arrangement of Carol of the Bells, the very familiar old Ukrainian folk chant. Tell me about this setting and how you focused in on the four-note figure in the vibraphone's opening measures.
Yeah. This arrangement of Carol of the Bells started life for piano and oboe with the choir, because we usually have a guest artist at our Christmas concerts in Newman University Church on St. Stephen's Green in Dublin. And it was when the Irish Chamber Orchestra asked us, could we recommend another couple of carols, that I just took out the pen and paper and fleshed it out. My view on orchestration is that sometimes just because you can doesn't mean you should. If you've got a large orchestra in front of you, you don't have to use it constantly. I find Hollywood scores tend to do a lot of that at the moment. This big, painted, epic sound, when sometimes the sensitive and deliberately minimal approach can work very well in creating an effect or an affect, as the old Baroque composers used to say, that emotional resonance with people. And isn't it, of course, mood creation that we're in the business of in the music business? For me, a quiet, secretive opening is what I wanted. And then adding in the colours of the winds, building on into the centre of the piece. But my tongue-in-cheek ending is that it just peels away until there's only one singer. And it's almost as if the singer has forgotten to stop. That was intentional, I assure you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas, a beautiful sentiment. I'm wondering, is this connected anyway to the title, Be All Merry? Did it feel like you should have those two together on this same recording?
Well, I'd love to be able to say yes, Julie, it was entirely considered. But again, it was a piece that we, and can I just preface this by saying to all our US listeners, you know, it's with some caution that I would touch this piece because it's so well known. and so beloved. But we decided many years ago in the choir to have this as an unaccompanied arrangement to try to match the sentiment, the beautiful sentiment of the lyrics, the sort of real world sentiment painted by the lyrics. I mean, it's quite a sad song, actually, despite its positive melody. And what we wanted to do with that, and what I hope the arrangement conveys, is that sort of unaccompanied, innocent rendition of the song. Because it's so easy to make a lush, jazzy, orchestral arrangement, but to have something that is just a cappella, just given by the voices, I think, I hope and respectfully hope that it's convincing.
Auld Lang Syne, it's a traditional blessing. Do you think that it takes on new meaning as we leave behind 2020?
Well, everybody sings it at New Year, and they sing it because they want to look forward. They want to look forward in hope. They want to look forward in a remembrance of friends, in forgiveness, I suppose, of faults and an honouring of promises, which is the great way to look forward, I think. And to remember friends that we've shared a drink or shared a whole day with. We too have paddled in the stream from morning sun till dine till dinner. But seas between us broad have roared since Auld Lang Syne. And we all have friends that have moved away or are abroad or are serving abroad or family that live in different parts of the world. And I would hope that this is the song that will remind us of positive things. And remind us of a hand of a trusty friend. Because the song is kind of like a trusty friend.
Desmond Early, the conductor of the Choral Scholars of University College Dublin, with their new recording, Be All Merry for the Holiday Season. If you're enjoying new classical tracks, the best thing that you can do for the show is to tell somebody else about it. Help spread the word and take a moment to rate and review us on your podcasting app. Thanks to Valerie Kaler, the producer of New Classical Tracks. I'm Julie Elmacher, and this is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media.